Something that's kept the Stones ahead of its contemporaries as a group is that there's always some sort of controversy surrounding the group, whether it's a respective member of the band getting into a bit of trouble here and there, or their relationship with different people. I wonder how much of that's sort of self-inflicted, whether you actually like that kind of page three expose on yourselves. Whether it's page three or not.
Page three to me is girls in that with no clothes on.
Or the gossip columns, if you like.
I always think the Rolling Stones have been very good to the English yellow press, you know what I mean? You know, I don't like it very much. I mean, don't think that I revel in it, in the gossip and scandal and lies that they tell about you. And a lot of it is lies. I mean, not just exaggeration, just downright lie. But, you know, I'm very hardened to it, and I think that's the only attitude. And I've seen a lot of people go under by being influenced by it too much. And, you know, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. And one hopes that the people that read the papers, they, God bless them, I don't know if they do take it with a pinch of salt. But, it's not really much fun, because there comes a certain point when you don't want people to take you seriously, but you don't want to be just known for being a playboy or being with this girl or that girl or getting into trouble. I mean, because it's a very small part of your life, and they usually blow up to make it out to look like that's all you do.
Well, to put the story straight, one particular story that's been running, whether you'd like to answer this one or not, I will ask, is about you and Jerry and talk of marriage plans with her baby on the way, etc. What's that all about? I mean, put the story straight, if you will.
Well, I mean,
there's a question for you.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a lot of statements. Those things are, you know, those things to me are private. I mean, whether I want to get married or whether I don't, I mean, whether I am married, whether I'm divorced, whether I'm going to have 10 children, whether I'm going to have 4 children, I mean, you know, that'll all come out in the wash, you know, and, I just let them just talk about it and, you know, make their guesses, mind it, all of which by now are all wrong. But, I mean, that's by the laugh of it, you know. It's a bit of a cat-and-mouse game. I don't really enjoy it, but, I mean, it's one of the things you have to put up with. But I don't encourage it by any means, and I don't like it, and I wish... And don't think that I want to use it, you know. I don't... The only thing that I like to talk about when I talk about things with those people is, like, music and concerts and stuff like that. And if I talk about your personal life, I don't like it. But obviously, you have to answer some of those questions and deflect them. But I don't think they're very important. I honestly don't think that people that buy records and that go to shows are really very interested in them. It's like more the older people that don't buy records. They're the ones that want to say, oh, well, him again, oh, we wish he would. You know what I mean? They're not. So it's not important to me what the mums think, or the grandmothers or the aunties and... I mean, you know, what they think about me, I don't care, because it's definitely going to be wrong.